there's as always an altered state of things, right? And I think a huge part of that is because that's where it began. There was nothing, and then there was something. As soon as something happened, nothing could no longer exist.
Okay. I just hate the idea of nothing being a starting point, because how the fuck does nothing turn to something?
That is what's crazy.
I like the idea that period, that there was just always something. Because that just makes the most sense.
But where did that come from?
Yeah.
It didn't come from anywhere.
It had to come from something. It can't just be there.
Why? It is just there. Because that's how it just is.
Ah, see, if it just is, then it came from nothing.
I see what you're trying to say. Because you're saying it came from nothing. Because it's there. But that's not the same. That's two different nothings. Like, nothing put it there. Like, I see what you're trying to say, but that's not what we're characterizing. Like, no.
But that's essentially what nothing is. That's the only way your mind can perceive it, right? Because you, it's like you're trying to do this math equation, right? Because you're like, you can't do 0 + 0 and get 1. Like, that doesn't make sense. But, like, it's not. It's really 0 + 1. We don't really know what the 1 is or what the, or how the 1 came to be, but it was 0. Got added 1, and now it became infinity.
Okay. You know stupid fucking movies or shows where they show these aliens that became so fucking smart that they got enlightened and they were able to do so much shit? I want to see that shit happen. Like, okay. When I say see that shit happen, to me that shit is stupid. You know how people say God created us in his image?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say there's some truth to that. What the fuck else would he create us from? You can only create stuff that you've seen or interacted with before. Your imagination will never... Your imagination is always going to come from something you've taken from before. You will never create something so unique. Everything you've created is based off something you've experienced. So, like, when people picture aliens, you cannot picture something that you haven't experienced or seen. It's always based off of something you've experienced or seen. Mm-hmm. So, when people picture aliens, they picture them in their image or something they've seen image. It would be insane and would change everything if there was an alien that showed up. It's something that we could never perceive of ever seeing, and it showed up when we see it. And that would open up so much shit. Like, I can understand the premise of your mind opening after seeing something like that, because of all you've seen, and then you see something you just didn't think you could see, or like you would never have thought of yourself. I think it's impossible to imagine something completely unique. You can't really. You can't. I'm pretty sure you can't.
It's very.
It's hard. I'm pretty sure that's impossible.
I would say it's impossible for a normal human brain to perceive of something or to imagine something they have not experienced in some way. Now, I don't know how that compares to drug-induced brains or schizophrenic brains, because it's like, because the way I picture it, right, like, you can't imagine something you haven't seen or experienced. Everything you see or experience is just like all these electrical waves in your head, basically, right? You see it through the lights that bounce through your eye into your retina, and they get trained into electrical signals that go through your head. So every thought that you have, every image that you see is an electrical signal in your brain. With schizophrenia, a lot of those signals get fucked up and mixed up. So, like, could you potentially get a random signal that brings some unique perspective that then changes how you perceive the world for a moment, that brings in a momentary glimpse of something you've never experienced? or a drug-induced brain, where, like, if you take DMT, for example, or, like, acid, and you're hallucinating heavy, could you then see things, like, for the most part, it's pulling from your brain, so you're going to see things that you have experienced, but because your signals are now being more random and more open in ways they weren't normally, would you be able to perceive of something unique that way?
The reason I don't think that's the case is because, while, okay, I feel like, and maybe I could be completely wrong, but if you're doing that, if you're doing drugs, a lot of people on drugs will remember. Maybe they wouldn't remember, but, like, I could, like, usually you talk about your shit after. And, like, how would you, I feel like if you see it, if you, or they would draw it. And those people do draw. And no one's drawn anything that was, like, maybe they couldn't draw it, but, like, I don't know. Because if you see it and they can draw, you should be able to draw this thing, and then other people could see it. So that's why I'm like, I don't know.
They could never think of something 100% unique that no one in the world. It always draws some sort of comparisons to something else. Maybe over time it'll still become higher and higher percentage of something more unique. But even then, once you perceive it, then it then becomes not unique.
And that's why I'm saying this. This is kind of. By the way, this philosophy is a. That's a philosophy from. I did a thing on it before. I mean, I had those thoughts before, but I just want, like, when we do these podcasts, and if we are talking about something that we know has been, like, researched heavy before, or even theory thought of, we should probably, you know, But what else was I gonna say? Yeah, I have this really fucked up experiment that I wanted to, like, obviously I didn't do.
So, yep.
It's possible that we can find a blind baby, mm-hmm. and teach
and
it.
Cut 5 seconds before this conversation. Okay, go.
And teach it.
And no, you don't teach it.
Oh,
you teach it very minimal thing. Like, once you teach it any, like, if you teach it too much, then it learns about the world. Okay, that's exactly what you don't want. You want to teach it enough so that it can, not that it, you don't even want it to really know. You want to teach it enough that the only the conversation you have with it is very minimal, as in, like, you wouldn't actually teach it. You would just teach it, like, okay, if it food, survival, water, like, yeah. And, like, and then you would teach it to, like, draw. But you would never let it experience anything. And then we see what the fuck it draw.
That would be pretty crazy. You said they're blind?
Yes.
They would draw stuff based on their feeling.
Because if it sees, we're fucked. If it sees, we're fucked.
Yeah, no, I get that. It's just, it becomes, you have to have at least 100 little blind kids. Because, like, if that blind kid can't draw well,
we wasted. This shit sucks. Okay.
Right? And doesn't it change, like, how much of their perception you can tell if what they're drawing is further from what their actual perception is? Because you can't read in their mind.
Or we take them. We take a non-blind baby, but we keep them in darkness.
Like, in a dark room forever, and then, like...
And then when it's time to draw, turn the light on, and it's just a room full of space. Just a room full of fucking space. And they're like, what the fuck is that? And then they draw.
My fucking eyes!
Use your imagination to draw. And it would really... And this experiment would really tell what they'd be able to draw, because if they only draw the fucking box around them, this fucking experience of failure as well.
Are they allowed to use colors?
We would give them colors.
They don't know anything about
colors, even
are.
But yeah, we could give them colors, but that would fuck them up too.
Yeah.
But that'd be fine. That'd be fine though, because it's only
interesting.
Just use your imagination to draw. I just wonder what they would fucking draw, dude. And I would hope they wouldn't, like, as soon as they see something, like, that's all they could, like, think of to draw.
You have to have them draw, like, with just, like, plain black pen, colors, and a self-portrait. That's like, something I
what do you mean a self? Why would you have them draw a self-portrait?
Because they can see, like, the rest of their body, right?
I would prefer we had a way. Okay, so like when we let them out, they draw. The only thing they'd be able to see their hands. They'd be like in a box with their head, with a hole in the top, and then holes for their arms to come out and draw. So they'd only see, the only thing they'd actually see is their hands. Because yeah. I don't want them to see the rest of their body.
That's cool. That works. Because just I want to know what their sense of self is when they, because there's no mirror or anything, right? So they've never seen themselves. So I wonder what that sense of self becomes. Like, what do they think their body even looks like based on purely what they're feeling? Because now you get to see, like, one, can they imagine anything, right? And then now, can they imagine anything that's not, like, completely unique when they've only been giving these things? And then now, when they have a body that they can constantly feel, that they've constantly been inside of itself, can they even imagine that accurately?
A blind guy draws self-portrait.
What blind guy does, is that what you said?
Yeah, that did it.
Oh, this guy that did it? How was it? He gets to feel himself, though, too, right? So he probably did it off of, like, how he feels his face.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's older. He looks like he's in his 40s or 50s.
So it was probably pretty decent.
No.
You drew, like, a blind man?
It's like, not. It's just, it's very interesting.
Is in the chat.
Just, it would just really suck to have kidnapped the blind or baby period, and they ruin, you know, your experiment. Not being able to draw or, like, waste your time. Then you release them to the world and they're like, I'm the kid who had no sense of self and had to try to draw things and never saw anything until I was 15. 8.
This is the full thing.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. It's because
I just feel like a kid.
Which I guess it is very hard. It's hard to tell, like, where the
next you don't know perspective on the paper.
Yeah.
That'd be hard. You'd have to have someone that knows, like, how to perfectly draw on paper while not being able to see it.
Well,
dude, okay, I fixed our problem. We have someone who draws for people, you know? Like, they draw. And they
describe it.
And then the person describes it.
You do that for kids.
And we
all
hear
the time.
What they describe. Now, the problem with that is the person drawing.
The person drawing is biased towards whatever they've seen.
Yeah. But we can record what this person described. And then that'd be it. And keep that. Even just his thoughts. Like, without him ever seeing anything, even his own body, his thoughts on what he thinks. Like, imagine hearing unique thoughts from someone who's never seen anything. That'd be insane. Like, even if you didn't draw it, you're like, I wonder what you think of. You could even ask questions like, what would you use to hold your food, your water? Like, what would you? Maybe he wouldn't make a fork, dude. Maybe he'd fucking, I don't know. I can't think of what he would think of.
Yeah.
Would it be really lame if they just, like.
Well, a lot of people
knew. Like, they just drew stuff that was, like, in the world, and you're just like, hey, it's in our genes. Shit.
I mean, for the most part, that's probably not going to be the case, especially because, like, you're saying you're only teaching them minimal things, so language is going to play a huge kind of issue, because a lot of people, they did tests with blind and deaf people with different language things, and, like, they did like a deaf colony and tested different sign languages and how they came up with sign languages. And like a lot of times the signs ended up being kind of similar, but for the most part, it's all like really, really learned. So like if say a group of people got together and we started speaking English, and a group of people got together and they started like speaking Chinese, right? Like the next group of people, so the next group of Englishmen, their cues towards the English created is significantly higher. So it's like your genes start taking priority of this like made up language because it keeps getting perpetuated in a sense. So then the next like generations can pick up on those things more. So now when you're talking about this person that's blind and has no sense of language, for the most part, they tend to create their own to try to, like, come up with things. Because think about how they're going to be able to think every day, right? If they only have a few words, when they get really bored and hopefully not too insane, they're going to try to, like, talk to themselves in their head. But if you don't teach them any...
You don't have a language to... How do you talk to yourself?
It's going to be very, very... Yeah, exactly. So
they're going to be weird. Imagine, like, yeah, talking to yourself. Like, I always talk to myself in my head, like everyone does. You're, like, consciousness, quote-unquote consciousness, but...
Fuck.
No, you do talk to yourself. That's the issue.
But, I mean, yeah, you would, but, I mean, how would you?
What is? Exactly. What does it sound like? Like, what is it? Or what do you perceive it as?
I mean, we had to do it before. I mean, caveman, ooga booga, dude.
Mm-hmm. But then how are you going to have, especially with like an interpreter drawing, right? How would he be able to describe anything to the interpreter?
What? Yeah, because we'd minimally tell him anything. Now I have another fucked up thing. This is something I shouldn't say. I haven't been recording anything.
I've been recording this whole time. Really? Ever since the Tyan said it. Got 18 minutes of this shit.
Good job, I really feel like I shouldn't say this now, but
no, it's fine.
I said cut.
It's like, okay, I wonder how they would experience pain. Like, sure, I mean, okay, like I know how they'd experience pain, but now I'm just thinking of like,
okay, if they'd say ow,
like, I mean, but okay, would they think, like, how would? Sure, they're gonna scream or something, but would they be like, ow, this is wrong? Or would they be like trying to understand what the fuck just happened? I just decked this thing in the chest, right? I'm calling it a thing now. I am just separating myself from the humanity so it doesn't hurt as much for me. It makes it acceptable for me to do it. Decking it in the chest, would it be like, it would know something was wrong, but would it know why or
no?
Would it?
It would try to find out.
Yeah, but okay. So, like, you know, you hit in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
I let it get back up. It looks at me. Does it back away the next time I try to deck it in the chest?
Doesn't know you're about to deck in the chest. Can't see. It's just going to know that something hit it.
Doesn't know personally. What you'd have to do is make, like, a sound. Like, say you said, like, bump, and then punch him in the chest real hard. The next time you say bump,
they'll be a response. Yeah. Same thing with like, what is it called when you teach dogs with the bell to eat food?
Yeah, because now similar it's just brain learning. Now it's just like, because your question's like, do they experience pain and all that stuff? That's all brain.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I know they experience pain. I'm just wondering, like, so like, you do this, do they have their own way of thinking, like,
so yeah, like, Pavlov. Yeah,
is this Pavlov wrong? Thing. Or like, can no. I? Can they do? Can they?
They'll understand that it's harming themselves.
Yeah, but like, okay, then do they like? I hate, like, how will they like?
Oh, would they resent it or something?
Like, yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, how I think would that's these like naturally 50-50 come
kind of thing? I don't think it's 100% going to be one thing. They could be either scared of it, or they could try to fight back or something. Mm-hmm. It could be multiple different types of emotions.
For the most part, it's probably going to be scared because...
Scared and defensive, yeah, because they don't know.
See, I'm imagining something really fucked up where, like, it feels it, it quickly understands, like, not, okay, when I say quickly understands, like, it quickly, when I say, it doesn't understand, but it quickly realizes, okay, not again, and then it looks at itself, maybe it can't look at itself, I don't know. And then it tries to do that to me instantly. Like weird cock head, like stupid ass movie like thing. But like, and I just wonder if it would be like sure, this shit hurt. I don't want it to happen to me again. But like, now I want to try. Like, that's
what they don't know what you did. All they feel is a force on their wherever they're getting hit.
Well, I'm saying we get like not the non-blind, okay, it sees me.
Oh.
Like, this is the first day it sees the space, and, like, after it drew something, next day is, like, this.
Is this, like, a grown-up person?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a full grown-up person?
No. It's not grown-up, but a grown-up person walks in the room.
Oh, well, that's you can just think about children, right? Like, if you...
No, because those other children weren't locked in a goddamn black room. Not
children
like
can't take a punch from a grown-ass man.
No. I'm saying you can think about children, though. If you punched a child in the chest, what is their response?
Well, it can cry, get scared.
Yeah, or some of them will get mad and try to punch you. Which ones get mad and try to punch you?
Yeah, but those also have seen and had language taught to them and understand
language.
Hitting, no. The pain stimulus, the survival circuits have nothing.
That's
to
all
do
different.
With language.
Yeah.
Those are all separate. You getting hit, you feeling a stimulus, and that your brain telling you like, yo, that hurt. Yo, this is affecting my body in this type of way. That is not even related to language. You do not need a language to understand that. You will shy away depending, and like abuse children, right? Like, because they don't understand, like, this is what's also hard. You're saying you're feeding this child and stuff, right? So this child,
but he doesn't know I'm feeding him. That would be years of blackness.
Yeah, but I'm saying the child is gonna try, their brain is still gonna try to piece the world around them. Just because they don't understand fully and cannot see or like whatever the issue is, doesn't mean they're not constantly trying to figure out things from details in the world. So like, just because, like, how are you masking each person so they're completely different? Are you making sure that's the case? Because for them, all they know is this little black room and this one person that comes in and out of it.
I'm saying like no one even, okay. I understand what you're saying. I agree. But like in my scenario, like a person would even go in, you just shove food through like a slot or something. And that thing would have to, like, it'd be really hard, but hopefully it figures out that, you know, you need to eat that. The only, of course, from a young age, like you'd have to feed it. But like,
yeah, it's, yeah. Because
I guess you're right. Something would happen, but it wouldn't remember that. It wouldn't remember that those years, those early years where someone's coming in and feeding it. I don't think someone would remember that.
It's not about remembering though. Like, you think about this, right? Your personality right now is made up of all the experiences in your past, whether you remember them or not. So when people say like, what you don't know doesn't hurt you, I hate that shit. Like, I don't remember most of my childhood, and it definitely affected the fuck out of me. Like, you just because, and that's what sucks, because like human beings cannot survive as a baby on their own. So already from birth, their environment has to be fed to them, and then they become this little, like, I don't know, this little absorbent sponge of fucking environment. And then depending on the type of sponge you get, which is your genes, you now get Sponge was a shitty analogy, but you now get like this new mechanism, right? So when you're saying like, oh, if this child literally exists in like a vacuum, essentially is what you're trying to put them in. Like if they just existed in a vacuum and grew and grew, how would they perceive the world? Like they just wouldn't be able to perceive that much because there's just nothing given
nothing
to them
to perceive.
Put out. Yeah, like it's kind of with your idea, right? Like if they don't have anything, if there was no somethings for them, like how are they going to return something? They don't know what exists. But as they're sitting there alone in the darkness, you're wondering like, would they be able to think of something or imagine something? But like, what could they imagine?
Yeah, but they're our best shot at getting something. You know what I mean? Because you would never be able to get that from someone else.
But
so like, even if it'd be, the chances are low, yes. Like, very low. But, like,
no,
that's the only way I could think of. That's the only way I could think of anything being uniquely drawn.
No, the more I think about it, I think it's literally impossible for human beings. As far as for God, I think that's different. Or the idea of God, maybe there's some.
That's a whole nother can of beans for that guy. I don't know about that guy.
But as far as like humans go, like I don't think there's a way for 100% uniquely drawn idea, because if you do give that condition of a vacuum child, they can't perceive anything. You can see microcosms of it in like North Korea, right? In North Korea, there's no word for freedom. It's one of the biggest reasons so many of them are like stuck in that state, because think about it, right? If you've lived in a country that didn't have a word for freedom, how do you perceive what freedom is? Right? You're just like,
you can't explain it to them because there's no translation.
You're
like, oh, we just used to say, oh, we
we
don't have to stay here.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. What?
And they're just mind blown.
It's like, no, you can't. They'd probably just think, no, you can't. You can't do whatever you want. Because why would they be able to think they can do whatever they want? There's no idea of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, you humans fucking suck.
No, dude. They're awful.
Poor program. Reboot, please.
Exactly. Alt F4. Get me out, dude.
I'm kind of mad about the not being able to fucking have an actual. Okay, what if we fed the baby through a tube and kept it in a state until it was old enough to do things on its own? So then it never saw anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a fully functioning baby, it can talk, it can hear, it can see, but it's stuck in a vacuum of just darkness. It somehow gets its nutrition, and then after like 20, 30 years, you just let it out.
Dude, that'd be a good ass.
They'd be dead.
Yeah, like,
they'd probably just die from fucking. Okay, we gotta feed them, give them their vaccines and shit when they're young, obviously. They're gonna step outside and just die from the freaking the Rona.
It's unlucky, dude. It's unlucky.
Yeah, you can't.
Humans
like,
are so fragile.
Yeah, most people can't even survive alone. Like, you put somebody in, what is that?
Sensory deprivation?
Yeah. In a sensory deprivation
chamber, fucking go crazy.
Yeah, you can't even. And that's with thoughts and stuff. Imagine if you, like, couldn't think of words to think. Like, why would your brain even want to move on? It's not getting any stimulus.
Well, that might be interesting, though,
really,
because.
I wonder, would they really go crazy because they would have never had it from the beginning?
Because maybe we would go crazy because we. Know about stuff. If you don't know about anything,
if you don't know about it and don't even know that you could have something else to talk to, or
all you know is like
you've always had nothing.
Well, you don't really even know. You don't really know anything.
Would you still go crazy?
Maybe you don't go crazy, but you just think your existence is nothing. So what would you perceive outside of the nothingness of your box? Right? Because like you would think that is existence.
Would you understand that something else is giving you food, though? Or would you think it's just appearing?
You would just think it's just appearing. Because there's no, like, because that's, like, a crazy thing about humans, too, right? Like, maybe he could divine that there's some, like, spirit that brings him something. But how? You have no word for spirit. You have no word for God.
You have any idea of it.
Idea of any of these things. You were just born. And from the day you were born to 30 years later, this is what has happened every single time.
Like, just tube-fed, like.
It's just like, oh, this is life.
You're just there.
There is nothing else is supposed to happen. Because why would you think anything else is supposed to happen?
The more I think about it, the more I think this experiment's useless. The subject would just not be able to do anything you'd want it to.
Nope. I don't think so.
And it wouldn't.
It'd have to be a lot more. It has to be like very specific on what you're looking to find. But something like that where they're just like in a vacuum from
you're
birth.
Stuck no matter what, having to teach it at least enough. And once you teach it enough, it's still...
It's already...
You might learn a little bit, but it's already corrupted. It's
even when it's freaking a fetus, it's getting corrupted.
Mm-hmm.
So like the mom would have to be... It would have to be like a man-made baby.
And we came in. Even if you clone something, you still have to. The clone would be made through a.
Like, well, I'm saying it would have to not be inside of an actual person. It have to be like made in some, like artificial,
you can't do that yet, right?
Artificial fetus or artificial uterus or something. I don't know.
That's not a thing yet, right? The only way we can clone is through using the same thing and impregnating something. Right.
I'm sure it's probably possible.
I'm pretty sure all clones they've made so far have been through some type of insemination with the same whatever. Maybe, whatever the fuck it's called.
Maybe clones, but they've been able to grow babies outside of...
Yeah, it wouldn't be a clone. Yeah. Clones, like, inferring that it's like identical DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying like...
They've created artificial wombs and things like that. Is that what you're asking about?
Have they?
I'm pretty sure.
I think so.
Yeah.
Has it worked?
I think it's a question of ethics. I don't think it's a technology issue. I think it's a question of, like, you know, how religious people are, man. Like, why are we growing babies outside of... women when women were given that type of stuff.
Mean, I understand that. I'm just saying, like, has it worked?
Yeah, they existed. Exist.
Because they've only done it with animals, right?
No, humans. It's used to save humans. Like premature babies and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just this weird ethical boundary that halts the progression of
being inside, like, a person isn't, like, nothing, like, super special about it. They just get nutrients from the mother. As long as they're in, like, that enclosed casing and getting their nutrients and everything they need to survive. Then
well, the only reason I was saying that was because I was saying then they wouldn't be learning anything as a fetus.
That's what I'm saying. To have a perfectly, like...
Perfect bubble.
They'd have to, while in like the fetal stages, they would have to be also in a vacuum of nothingness, which would only really be possible through something like an artificial womb or something like that.
They might be able to tell us what nothing is.
No, dude. Because as soon as they say something,
well, we know it's not nothing. It'd be their idea of nothing.
Yeah, it's weird. That would be really weird. Also, you wouldn't be able to communicate with them very well at all.
They would just look at you?
Yeah, I don't even know if they would speak to you. They honestly might be so shocked by seeing another person in general. What, do they just hear you? Do they get to see you?
No.
Like, after they're awake, you mean? After they're grown up, like 30 years old?
Yeah.
Well, okay, when I originally said it, I said we would teach them. And I wasn't thinking 30 years. I was thinking, like, old 10. Enough to, like, yeah, 10.
I mean, I'm saying 30 years just for, like, development of the body and brain and stuff.
And brain, all that shit. That'd be interesting. I guess you would check. Oh, no, you can't check in because as soon as you do the first one, it alters the second one automatically.
The only way to do it is just leave him there until they die, I guess. And you're just like, all right, that was a waste of time.
Okay, but then we have a room of two. And they interact with each other. I wonder if they would kill each other first.
No.
No.
Why would you don't think so?
They'd most likely bond or something and then form their own language.
Hopefully they'd bond. I wouldn't rule out them not killing
each other. No. This is what's funny. There's no reason for them to kill each other. There's nothing for them to fight over. They both get enough of food. There's no resources that they're limited on. People think, like, humans just, like, decide to kill each other or something. Oh no, all of their disputes are over resources and bullshit like that. If you put humans
I get that, but I'm saying, so like they would learn, they would make their own, they would find a way to communicate with each other, and like growing up they would be, you know, they're not, I don't think they'd fight over resource, but they would could have fights with each other just in general,
and
their conversation or whatever.
It'd have to be like years and years and years after they would first met.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I just wonder if it would ever happen.
What language would they make?
I don't know. They'd make something to communicate with each other.
What would they talk about? The darkness that's all around them? And that just them.
And your
exist?
Nipples. Get weird.
I don't know what they would do, Tyne. I'm just saying they would do it.
How would they do
I'm
it?
I'm saying, but think about it, though. Like, how would they try to even talk to each other? Because most communication and language is based off the fact that, like for example, if we're both sitting in a cave, right, and I look at a tree, I go,
ooh.
Oh, you know,
yeah.
Like, like we're both sitting in a completely pitch black room.
You don't even know the other person's there.
And then if they do make a sound,
you don't even know. Oh. You're just like, what like, was that? Actually, you're not even going, what the fuck is that? You're just like,
figure out and us to watch and learn.
But when they're 30 and we turn the lights on,
their eyes burn.
They're just going to fucking go blind. Yeah. You're going to be, are they, okay. Let's make something clear.
Would their eyes adapt?
Your eyes would be grayed in complete darkness. Yeah.
Is this, so. But the time they're growing up, are they just like floating in a vacuum, or can they walk around? My idea is they're just floating, and they're just getting fed. All their fucking muscles are gonna be atrophied, and they're probably gonna die as soon as we're done.
My idea, but you guys are fucking up these kids. I'll tell you what. I'm thinking they're walking around.
Hey, you put them in a vacuum, alright?
Yeah, I put them in the vacuum, but I didn't put them in a fucking tube, dude.
If you want them absent of all sensory things, then they just have to be floating.
Mm-hmm.
In, like, zero gravity. If not in zero gravity, then they have perception. I mean, technically, they would have perception of themselves.
They would only have perception of themselves, the walls. But they wouldn't hear it.
What if you're doing this experiment?
The noises they make themselves.
What if you're just doing this experiment with like thousands and thousands of babies and shit, just watching them grow up and stuff? And you get one that just starts jerking it, just nonstop. You're like, yo, what the fuck is this guy doing, dude? He just nonstop. That's it. I don't know. What I thought about it. It's the funniest fuck. Everyone else is just floating there. All they can do is touch themselves, right? Like. That's the only sensory that you can't stop is them touching themselves.
And then we start talking to them, and we're like, "So why'd you do that?" He's like,
"They don't even know. They're just like, you probably just blew their eardrums out."
Just look at us.
Just talk to them, dude. They got no eardrums.
It'd be even weirder if, like, because we wouldn't be able to talk to them either. So like, we go in there, they see us, they're just fucking jerking it. Think they'd stop? And when they see us, or would they just be like, just stare at us now, like.
If it's the first noise they ever heard, they'd probably be like, what? Noise.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? I mean, they'd be confused, but like, how ingrained would the jerking be into them at that
point? See, what
all I know, dude. Makes them feel type of way, you know?
I think it'd be interesting to see a male and female in the vacuum.
I feel like.
You feel like what? Because think about it. Like,
I don't trust that thing, dude.
Why would any?
I feel like something would happen.
Sex occur.
Really?
Well, that comes down to like primal stuff.
I think it would happen. Yeah.
Animals have primal instinct to mate and stuff and reproduce.
Right.
But do humans have that? I'm not sure because obviously we grew up a lot differently.
True, but also like animals have that because they also know they need to reproduce, right? They have all these experiences of like, oh, we're dying off, and oh, there's like this threat of survival. If you grew up in a vacuum with no idea of sex, like you can't even see your penis. You've just felt it before.
I honestly think if we let them naturally grow, like, okay, obviously it's not natural.
If you kept a guy and a girl in a room, no outside communication, they would, 100%. Yeah. Over time, they eventually would.
They eventually would.
If they weren't, if it wasn't all dark and stuff, and they were just, like, in a room, they would, 100%.
Oh, but no, it's all dark. It should be all dark. I'm curious, because I'm pretty sure they would as well, but I'm curious as to what that looks like in general, because their concept of it would be completely different. Like, is his goal only to reproduce? Does he decide that pleasure, like they're doing it for pleasure?
I feel like if it's dark and stuff, I feel like pleasure is the main thing. They'd eventually find out that like this thing feels good. You know what I mean? That's why I mentioned the guy that's just constantly jerking it. He has no perception but himself, so he's. And then he randomly finds out that, like, whoa, this weird thing is happening.
Shit, dude. We just have a bunch of fucking jerks.
They're just jerking it, dude. Yes. Yo.
So they're just fucked forever?
What is that anime, Tyro? Neverland? The farm? The kid farm?
Okay, dude.
You can make your own kid farm.
Oh, no. Dude, that's tragic.
Feed the aliens. Yep.
Champcock.
The more I think about the jerking thing, the more I feel like that would be very likely to happen. Like, that's pretty high percentage, I think. Just some guy just...
Yeah, I feel like a lot of... That would jerking. Be there. We have
kinda
to give
monk
them...
A W, though.
See, this experiment just wouldn't work.
It's just this experiment's already gone out the window. There's no... It's experiments for personal, like...
Yeah, I mean, we never actually...
Fuck what happened. There's no scientific gain out of this.
It's not something we'd actually ever do. It's not real.
You couldn't ever do it.
I mean, that's the bit.
You could not.
Not in this day and age, you couldn't. We wouldn't have technology to do that.
Wait.
Well, I mean, yeah. It'd be very, very hard.
The dark room and feed them through a goddamn slot?
The technology to restrain the controls to the level that you would need them for this test to even be considered valid.
Yeah.
And then find 100 at least babies to do it with.
Challenge accepted. Guys, it's a joke. I never.
I mean, before some dude like comes up with this experiment other somewhere else in the world, he just starts fucking mass producing babies, like just mating with everyone. We have our experiments. he's the jerking baby.
He
divvies out his semen to all the females across the land, and that's how you get the babies because they all spawn at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, I divvied them out. In 9 months, they're gonna spawn. Spawn timer's 9 months. As long as he keeps jerking it every month, he can just. After like a whole year, it's every month it'll just be more batches of babies.
Dude, like he'd be like 20 years old doing that, and he'd be like, "Yeah, I was the 20, like 30, 40. I was the jerk. They called me the jerking. Oh God, dude, no.
They called me Chafe King, bro."
And then they'd be like, "Dude, it'd be." Then they'd have a documentary, and instead of talking about stupid Tiger King, they'd be talking about the fucking jerking.
Talking about all bone Andy, dude.
Oh no. Dude, we're gonna get demonetized.
Is that what happens with TOS or something?
No, actually YouTube lets them watch shit on their stuff. I don't know.
Not like we're gonna be monetized anyway.
But this
takes a while to get monetized.
Actually, you could still get. I don't know.
You think like 1K subs to even monetize a video, or maybe even more than that?
Do we clock in our hours? That's about an hour. That's about 45.
45, exactly.
Yeah. See, I knew 45 to an hour. So that's good. Clocked our time, dude.
Yeah, because I feel like the conversation's ended about that. Like, now is when we get to a bonus section of just like random.
Well, this is the where we talk about our Patreon and our OnlyFans, and if you want to see the rest of it.
It's like a, you know, like just a bonus section, dude. Like, just, you know, you go off the note of philosophical stuff, and then it slowly, you know, turns into a meme a little bit.
Yeah.
And you end it, and then you just get a random-ass bonus question. Like a bonus topic. There's nothing to do with
anything. You're right.
And you're just like, talk about that for 10 minutes. To wrap her up.
Dang it, dude. Before we started this 4 hours ago, we should put out a tweet saying, hey, this is PTK. And then added like a random community. And be like,
it's better whatever. Just to do this live, honestly. And then just upload the VOD. They just have a recording of the Discord, that weird like channel thing where you see it almost looks like a call in full screen.
Yeah.
I'll show you a picture of it right now. Recording that. Lights up whenever we talk.
All right, for the bonus stuff, we'll do a scenario. Anyone got any scenarios?
Googling. 83 hypothetical questions, fun but nearly impossible to answer. Perfect.
Try me. I have no morals. That's a joke.
Okay.
Dude, people are going to think I'm crazy.
They would be correct.
What the fuck?
Okay. This looks pretty good. Okay. You find a book and begin to read only to discover that it is your life. You get to the point that you are at now. Do you turn the page knowing that you will not be able to change the events to come?
Okay, the smart me says, hell no, I wouldn't turn the page. But I know damn well.
I'd read that shit to the end, dude. You know how we read manga, dude? We read that shit to the end.
I'd read it, dude. It'd be too late, dude. Once I figure it out, it's too fucking.
Dude, you read it all, and then you're like, eh.
I'm gonna be honest. I would probably read it all, because even though it says like you discovered it's the book of your life,
I would try to change shit.
I would try.
I wouldn't believe it, bro. Yeah. I'd be like, nah.
I'm like, no. Dude, every week would be surprised. Like,
unless it was Pog.
Surprise. But I'd be like, no way, this is gonna happen. It's like, oh, you're going to Japan that day, and I'm like, good try, dude.
Tell your friends, yo, you guys don't have any idea what I'm doing in the next couple months. Holy shit, it's gonna be nuts. Then if it was something bad, I'd try to change it, obviously. But if it's like, what if it's sick? All of a sudden, you're like,
dude, but it said you couldn't change it. It says you couldn't change it, dude. I'd get to a point
where you like, couldn't change it.
Where like, just despite it, I would try to kill myself. And it'd be insane if
in game, of course. I think
I would finish the book and then kill myself.
In game, of course.
You turn the page and.
Okay, if you get to choose between 50 years of being incredibly happy or live forever and be unhappy, what would you choose?
50 years of incredibly happy.
I think I would live forever.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know, it sounds like normal existence, but forever.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to get to any point. I don't think we're going to progress as a race anywhere close to where I want it to be by the time I die.
But see, we're living normal existence right now, and it's not forever. So why would you not go for imagine the other one where you haven't been incredibly happy?
Nuclear wars, right? You still live. There might be another immortal lady out there, you know? Or you could be the jerk guy. You could be jerking it.
Okay.
Plus,
listen,
like, what is incredible?
But listen, you're still unhappy. You're still unhappy. Oh,
that's fine. I'm unhappy right now.
Yeah.
Okay, but why would you? Okay. Listen. You're unhappy now, and then you know that you're going to be unhappy forever. So why would you not just choose the 50 years of being happy?
It's not incredibly unhappy. It's just like. General,
it's just unhappy.
Well, it's not fucking good.
Either it's incredibly happy good. Or just.
Unhappy. It's not that I'm sad. I'm just not happy.
I'm not depressed. Like, I don't just want to die every day, but like, I'm forever.
I'm just not super.
Yeah,
happy.
But every day you're like, oh, this kind of sucks.
It doesn't mean I can't experience happiness. Like, I can't. I can still see.
What? Unhappy literally means you're just not happy. Forever.
No, it means I don't feel happy about things. But I
can you said, how can you experience happiness?
Because I can see people being happy. I don't have to be happy.
Oh, well, that's what you mean by experiencing happiness.
Yeah. So, like, that's you're not, saying, like,
okay.
And what is being incredibly happy for 50 years? What? I just have a permanent fucking smile on my face, like I've been sucking dopamine.
No, it just means you're just happy, incredibly happy, dude. You might be living your. It might not be a dope life, but it'd be a life that you. Or happy and proud of.
That's because not true. It doesn't say that your life is to be proud of. It just says that you're happy.
No, but if you're happy, then you're what do you call it? You're content.
Happy,
you're content with the way you lived your life. You could be homeless.
No,
which is
incredibly
but if you,
happy.
If,
like,
if
you're
some
like
homeless people are happy with being homeless. They enjoy their life every day.
See,
hey, I'll take
saying.
That over being a big corporate guy and being unhappy.
You would take being homeless and happy every day.
Yes.
For 50 years. You'd rather be 50 years homeless.
Dude, than... I'm not trying to live forever and being unhappy, dude. All right?
I just think it's interesting because it's not like, it's not even saying like you get to live your best life. Like it just says.
No, your happy. Best life? I see, like, that's just perspective. Maybe I think I am enjoying my. No. For that to happen, I would be enjoying what I perceive to be my best life. Because my best life, I'm doing what I want. That's what incredibly happy means to me. If you're incredibly happy, you're content with what you're doing and how you lived it.
No, because happiness is a chemical process in the brain. So as long as you are happy inside of your brain, it doesn't matter. Like schizophrenics can feel happiness, but nothing in their life is going like... What would have made them happy in their normal self, in your normal current mind right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, but I didn't say I was schizophrenic.
No, but same with taking drugs. You can, it's like, make, you can induce happiness. All
Could
this
be
is
artificial.
Saying is that you're in, yeah, it's not saying that you get to live a fulfilling life. It says that you just get to be happy during it. Those aren't
and
the same.
And if you're happy during it,
then what?
Are you not content with it?
No, because I can feel happy.
Then why the fuck are you happy?
Because that's all it stipulates, is that you are happy. Your brain says that it's happy. I could watch my family get murdered in front of me and laugh about it if my brain says this is a happiness moment.
Okay, okay.
You get
so if you're happy watching your family die, are
that's
you sad about it?
No, you'd be happy about it. What do you mean? You'd
so then fine, I'll take my 50 years. What the fuck? I'm taking my 50 years.
Okay, as long as you're taking it with that in mind, that's all I wanted to
I'm
make
taking sense. That with in mind. I could never be sad. I don't
you
care.
You wouldn't ever feel sadness. You would
I don't
care. Yep.
It's in
no
the bag,
what.
Dude. I'm proud. I'm happy with that. You guys can call me fucked up all you want, dude. I'm all selfish.
Right. No, I don't think you're fucked up. I just have
I do.
I just have an observer mind where, like, I get to see what happens, you know? I get to live forever, so, like, I could answer all the questions. And that would bring me, yeah, you know? I wouldn't have to feel happy about it. I don't need to feel happy about it.
Dude, imagine, you could just sleep.
Oh,
you sleep for, like, a day, 2 days.
and nothing's wasted. And no time chilling. Would ever feel wasted. I would never feel like I'm wasting time, and honestly, that's enough for me.
Dude, you could literally be the master of everything, so you could always have money.
Oh, so sick. And I get it. You're like, yeah, but you'll never be happy. And it's like, okay.
Well, I also want to die.
It doesn't say you can't kill yourself, though.
It's a
it doesn't say immortal. It just says you can live forever.
Yeah.
All right. Approaching the end, we have 5 minutes left. So for one more quickie. Give me a number between 1 and 100.
7.
Okay, 77. Go to the next 7 I see. 77? Okay. Okay. Would you rather one of your dreams came true or two of your best friend's dreams came true?
Two of my best friend's dreams. Because I'm in those dreams anyway. I fucking better be, bitch. That's what I'm thinking
too. Like, two of my best friend's dreams came true.
Okay, I don't have dreams. I have nightmares. That's it.
I think because they're your best. It's already saying they're your best friends, so you're already close to them.
Mm-hmm.
So if their dreams come true, it's like, that's net positive. Yeah. That's times two.
Yeah, exactly.
I see what you're saying, but my dreams have never just been like.
Well, it's not your dreams; it's your friends' dreams.
Okay, but I'm like your guys' best friend, so.
Are you thinking like dreams like you go to sleep, or like dreams like what people are?
Wait, what is the dreams?
Like your dream, like I want to be a freaking trillionaire. Look, now we all have money, dog. Yeah. Look at that. Yeah. That's just me. We still got another dream.
Tyrell's thinking dreams.
We still got Tyan's dream. He could. I don't even know, but. Shit. Okay.
If it's that dreams, I'm definitely my best friend.
Tyan wants all of his friends to be immortal.
I better be involved.
Okay, wait. Tyan wants all of his friends to be immortal, and I want $18 trillion. There you go, Tyrell. You're chilling. Well, wait. No,
you're not chilling.
Tyrell wants all of his. Tyan wants all of his friends to be immortal, except for Tyrell. He can decide to not live whenever he wants. And I want $1 trillion. There we go. Now we're happy. We can all live for however long we want, and we have unlimited money.
And they say money doesn't solve problems. Fucking bitch.
Okay, I think that's bull. I think money does solve a lot. People always say money doesn't solve problems or bring happiness, but yeah, I mean,
money. Okay, money does not bring happiness. This is the easiest
way. But it fucking helps.
Yes, because think about it like this, right? Our society being so heavily capitalistic, you cannot survive in it, not very well, not very comfortably without money. Everything requires money. Food, fucking housing, literally everything. So if money is a requirement, it's an automatic stressor on the brain to attain it. So if you have all of the money, that stress is gone. Not having to worry about the fact that you need money for something is crazy. The freedom that it now allows you, time, energy, you can do whatever the fuck you want. And that's where people get unhappy because they make their focus money. They gain all of this money. They lose
all their
money.
Social stuff.
Yeah. Friends, they lose family. The connections that they needed to gain the money. Now they have the money. Now they have time, but no friends.
But if I just had the money, like, boom, just right now, had the money, I'm chilling. Easy. Big chilling.
All I'm saying is people say that money might not bring everyone happiness. It would bring me.
It'd bring me happiness.
It'd
bring
me happiness.
You just give me
get the fuck out of my goddamn face, man.
But then that's the next step. It's like money doesn't bring happiness, but it sure
the stuff I can get with money.
Well, no, it makes it easier for you to be happy if you don't have to worry about money. Like now you can just worry about being happy instead of me trying to decide, do I want to be happy today or do I want money today? Like that's ridiculous.
Not having to wake up and go to work. is
dude, I'm already huge. Smiling, dude. I'm sleeping all day.
Dude, playing me too. Games.
Dude.
You just get like a free like 40 hours a week. More than that because waking up and stuff.
Crazy. Like, I can already be like, how's that life?
But then you would get bored, but you got all the money so you could go do whatever the fuck you
what
wanted.
What the fuck? If I got bored, I would just give other people that I want to hang out with me money so that I wouldn't be bored anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Brandon. Forget about that degree, dude. Forget about it. Hey, let's just hang out all day, dude, like we used to.
It's fine, dude. Just give me a few mil, dude. I'll live with you. I'll be your boyfriend.
Hey, I'll take it, dude. Hey. You can't buy your friends? Hey, yeah, you can.
Looking like the end. Any closing
dude,
thoughts?
Dude, you said that's the end?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're over an hour.
Hey, that's the title. Corrosive and Stuffham's boyfriend? Question mark? Dude, Dude, they're so good that those titles are so good, but I hate them. Because you're waiting the whole time for it to happen, and then it's at the end. It's something
last, the last 5 seconds. Like, if we just end it saying something random, like, all three of us are going to go make out in the bathroom tonight. We made out in a bathroom tonight? Like, what?
I'm telling you, that's the title. That's the title of the podcast.
All right, any closing statements before we stop it?
Nah. Hey, check us out next week at the same time.
Thank you for watching, guys. I'm Corrosive. Stuffums with the pink. It's TL Gemini. I always forget your name.
Tyan.
Well, no, like, I always forget your gamer name. Oh, I'm like, gamer name. Yeah, I was just going to say Tyan.
I probably should just change it.
I always change it. You just one name, dude.
You need one name, dude.
One name, dude.
Fine.
Alright, guys. Bye.
Bye.